93.9 WKYS. Know the phrase to get paid. And you know what? I feel like my guest is my best friend in my head.
Yes.
I got Brandy here.
I feel the same way about you. Every time I see you, it's so much love. It is. I appreciate that.
And I'm just so happy to see you.
I know I'm happy to see you too.
Got the brand new album out, 211.
211.
And I gotta say, I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I love it.
You love it. I'm so glad because, you know, this album was such just an experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was so much that went into it. Blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. You know, inspiration. Just working with great people. And I'm just so happy that it's finally out and I get a chance to share it and perform the songs on the album. Mm-hmm. It's a great time right now.
I'm going to give you my favorite joints off the album.
What?
Let Me Go.
It's one of mine.
Wildest Dream, of
course. Wildest Dreams.
Paint This House.
Paint This House is one of your favorites?
My all-time favorite. Do You Know What You Have Here?
Really?
Like, I love that joint.
Thank you. I like that joint, too. My favorite is Scared of Beautiful.
Really?
That's one of my favorites. So Sick is another one of my favorites. Of course. I love Slower. I love, know, the Rico Love joints, the No Such Thing as Too Late. I just like the album. I'm so happy that they worked, you know, and really gave me their best stuff, like all of the producers and writers. I'm just so blessed to have them all on board.
Now, you did Baltimore last night.
Yes, I did.
At Ramsey Live, which Baltimore said you were crazy.
Yes, Baltimore gave me so much love. Uh-huh. And, you know, I love when the audience is really, you know, showing the energy because it really it creates more energy in me to share. And you know, I'm telling you, it feels good to be on stage. It really does. Like, I'm really feeling like it's starting to become like a second home for me, and I'm getting over my stage fright each time I do it.
I
so
was gonna ask you that because last year you still get nervous.
Oh, I do. I get very nervous because I just want to do a good job, and I want people to enjoy themselves, you know, and I just I'm a perfectionist too, so.
You mentioned Scared of Beautiful, and I got some messages last night that was You took a moment.
I did.
I guess it affected you.
It really did. It really did. That song speaks to a time in my life where I was afraid to embrace, you know, what God created in me and you know, the potential of being everything that I'm supposed to be. I kind of lost touch with that. Mm-hmm. And so many of us through, you know, our struggles and things that we go through in our life, sometimes it's easier to believe the bad about life, and it's easier to believe the bad about ourselves. But when you embrace the nature of who you are, when you embrace who created you, you can only go forward and smile and be who you were created to be.
Mm-hmm. So right now you're just doing spot dates, not the official tour yet.
Not the official tour. I'm going to go on. We're working out something to go on an official tour after February. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. But spot dates are so important right now because I really need to, you know, get out here and see my fans, as many as want to come out and see me. And same time, I'm filming the game right now. So.
Okay, Chardonnay.
Yes, Chardonnay is off the chain this year.
She was on the chain last season.
Yes, let's. No.
Can I call you the comeback queen?
Yes, you can.
And let me say this, because you put out a successful album. You've been doing every show, interview, magazine, and then, like, it's showing because fans are talking about it everywhere you go. Brandy, Brandy, Brandy.
Yes.
And selling out shows.
I appreciate that.
So that's big.
It's big. It's so big because I remember when it wasn't like this, and I remember feeling like, dang, I don't even remember what it's like to really reach people. Mm-hmm. And it just feels good to share. It really feels good to be of service to all my fans and really just, I feel like I know them. Like last night, you know, at the show in Baltimore, they were outside waiting on me, like to come out, and they were screaming and you know, hitting the door. I felt like, yes, this is what I miss this. I really miss this type of energy in my space. So, I'm back.
You are.
I'm back.
I know you're definitely glad that you didn't give up with music as you said you wanted to a few years ago.
I'm so glad I didn't either. That would have been whack.
Right.
Because I have so much to share. You know what I mean? I have so much to give.
So where were you the other night when President Barack Obama was reelected?
I was in my hotel room in Atlanta, and I was trying to stay up. It was just taking so long, and I was like on the phone with my mom just trying to keep me awake because I had an early call the next morning. But I fell asleep during the speech.
I did. No,
and I
go ahead.
And I woke up and he was president. When I woke up, I was like, yes, Obama. Yes.
How about this though? I tried to wait for Romney to concede.
Oh.
Asleep. So I missed that. I missed President Barack Obama's speech, but
yes.
I was happy for, like, yay, Obama.
I was so happy for President Obama. Just seems to be such a great man. Mm-hmm. Just inside, president or not, like, he just seems like a beautiful person that really cares about people, really loves his family. And that's great to have a leader that has that type of foundation.
You haven't met President Barack Obama yet.
I have not, but I met Michelle Obama.
We've seen a picture.
Yes. That was incredible because I think someone from Secret Service or someone that worked with her saw me in the hallway, and I guess Miss Obama saw me, Mrs. Obama saw me from afar, the First Lady, and she was like, First Lady would like to meet you. I'm like, what? Hold up. I'm supposed to be saying that to the First Lady, so... I talked to her, and I really wanted to know if her daughters got a chance to see me and Cinderella. That was so important to me. For some reason, I just really wanted them to see Cinderella. And I just told her how beautiful she was and how, you know, she's inspired me and how strong she is. And we need more black women like her in the world. So, yeah.
Well, you never know. You might be singing at the inauguration coming up.
That would be awesome, honey. If I could, I don't even got to sing at the inauguration. Can I just go to the inauguration? You feel me?
So I had you on Instagram, some pictures and everything, and a lot of your fans wanted to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Knight Rider 227 says, how often do you work out? Your body looks great.
I don't work out, which is bad.
You're lying,
I don't work out. I don't work out. And right now, you know,
we seen them shorts and your magazine covers. Your legs look good.
I don't work out, and I need to work out. I used to play a lot of tennis, but with my schedule right now, I'm not even able to play tennis. I try to eat right as much as possible because that's 80% of it. But I've been slacking a lot because I've been close to Houston's in Atlanta, the Houston's restaurant, which is my favorite restaurant, and I've been having the apple walnut cobbler there every single day. So I picked up a few pounds.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
Forever Kid asks, how do you stay so humble when the industry can be so mean?
I've been through a lot. I can't even lie. I've had to, you know, figure some things out within myself, but it's just not about me. And I've grown to understand that and be wise enough to understand that it's really not about me. I'm just a channel for creative spirit to express itself through. And I'm blessed to be a channel. Mm-hmm. And it's about God. It's not about me. It's about my fans. It's about my family. And just doing it for the love and for those reasons, it just keeps you humble. You know, when it becomes about you, it gets very egoic. And that's not hot. It's not hot to have a big ego.
Because
you know,
being someone who's been in the game for so long, so much success, you're very approachable. And
thank
some
you.
Artists that's not like that. Like, you just got here one night, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I appreciate and respect you for that.
Thank you. And I'm a people person. I love people.
Definitely.
I love connecting. I mean, it's so much fun, you know, just seeing different smiles and, you know, looking at people in their eyes and, you know, receiving that connection. Like, I feel like we have a connection. We haven't known each other for a long time, but it definitely feels like there's a connection with us. Every time I see you, I get happy. So, you know.
Definitely. Brand, when you were on Wendy Williams recently.
Mm-hmm.
You said you wanted to talk to Kim K. You turned to the camera and said,
that was a while back. Yeah, that was a while back.
You had a chance to talk to her.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Kim K. I haven't. But, you know, if it's meant to happen, it will. If not, you know, once you love somebody, you can't stop loving them.
Right.
And I support her. I'm so happy for her and Kanye.
Yes.
That's actually a relationship that I really like. That's like one of my top fives.
Okay.
And just, you know, I just wish her and her family all the best. I really do.
Definitely. What's Brandy's guilty pleasure?
Right now, the apple walnut cobbler.
From the Houston's?
Yes. I have to have that every single day. And I want that before my main meal.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want that. I want the dessert before the meal. It's bad right now. It's really bad.
So, Brandy, tonight, you're going to kill, I already know.
Thank you.
DC Howard there to... So what can we expect? Are you doing your old joints?
I'm doing my old joints. I'm doing some new joints. It's gonna be nice.
Okay.
It's gonna be nice, especially if everybody's excited. If everybody's excited, it's gonna make me even more, because I'm already excited.
Right.
But it's gonna make me even more excited.
The show's been sold out for weeks, like days after it was announced. So they're definitely excited. Ah!
I'm so happy. That's gonna
Brandy,
be dope. That's gonna be dope. And this is my second time.
Right at the Howard.
Yes. So I'm
your first for R&B Live, and now you're back.
Yes, I'm excited because I'm familiar with the stage and familiar with how it sounds, and I'm gonna have a good time tonight.
Brandy, we love you here in DC.
Thank you. I love you too.
93.9 WKYS.